given the way people already appear to be using the app, the small print almost seems dangerous with its vague imitation that a cuddle can be many things. And its refusal to ban users even after someone else flags their cuddle as inappropriate.
Wow.
Multiple users must make such reports.
Maybe we should have an app that's just called Fondler with an R, with no E. If you just want a quick fondle. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
Okay, so Katie's going to kick off with this Yelp for people, or is it people? Apparently.
What?
Is it P-E-E?
P-L-E? Well, it's just Yelp for people. It's, yes, it's P-E-E-P-L-E.
People.
People.
I've never understood the spelling of people, but that's another topic.
It's funny because they could have came right out and said, oh, this is a new app, a new whatever. It's called People.
Yeah.
And everyone would have said, hey, oh, what is that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's find out what it is. But instead they called it the Yelp for People.
Which is basically what you do without your consent.
Yeah.
You are posted.
So someone sees Katie and I, let's say, out dining together. And they just decide to go ahead and rate how we do in a restaurant.
Right.
Like, we don't know.
Right. So without your consent, people can put your profile up and then rate you.
Really? So what's in the profile? A picture?
Whatever.
What kind of information?
Whatever's there. It's your name.
Okay.
They don't really go into all of the details of what they're putting on there.
Is there any shoe sizes on?
You can't opt out.
What do you mean?
Once someone puts your name in the people system, you can't opt out unless you violate the site's term of service.
Okay.
And you can't delete bad or biased reviews.
Really? No wonder I heard this woman was getting like death threats. Now I understand why. The woman who invented people the entrepreneur who came up with. It's like two chicks, apparently.
Yeah.
At the same time. Okay, so.
They say that there's an integrity feature that is fairly rigorous.
How? The whole thing sounds like there's no integrity whatsoever.
No.
So they left that out of the.
If you're being shamed or bullied, you know, that's something that can be taken down. You have to be 21 to review someone, 21 or older.
Okay, and the person.
All 21-year-olds.
You can only be 21.
That's it. And you have to have an established Facebook account.
Okay.
And you have to make the reviews under your real name. So none of this, you know.
No pseudonyms.
Yes.
Okay.
And
your mother, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you have to affirm that you know the person in one of the three categories.
Personal,
professional, or romantic. So there you go. You throw it up on the site.
I've been with Tim and he is amazing. ...
Guess which category?
Yes. I met at a conference. He's a great presenter.
Oh, and you must have that person's cell phone number too.
Okay, so here's my question. As it is with always, they say if there's no product, the product is you. So what actually are they trying to do? Like what do you think this site is actually going for? Because I don't need to. Like, I can rate people myself, and if I want to know how someone is, then I should come in contact with them, right?
Right.
Or ask a friend.
Or ask a friend what they think.
Or just take a chance and be like, you know what, I don't know much about Katie, but I'm going to reserve my one-star judgment until after I interact with her.
Yeah, and then can you imagine you have to be on your best behavior at all times.
Yes, it's too late.
If your blood sugar drops and you're like, I need the sandwich now, forget it. It's all
What
it's
if you,
all over
you
the place.
Step on someone's foot on the bus? It's like, that's it.
Yeah.
Your rating has dropped.
Right.
I mean, I don't really, I'm all over the internet anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I would like to see myself rated as like a class A bitch. Like, is that, can I do myself? And be like, she's one tough customer.
If you want
customer.
Me to do that, I'll rate you. Smiley face. Class A bitch.
Class A bitch with a Y.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, but it's, the idea is that you, I think that how they're trying to sell it, is they're saying, people are supposed to be saying nice things about you, so you have all these nice reviews about yourself, positive ratings.
Okay. But if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all. So if there's nothing about you.
Yeah, so they want to spread love and positivity. And we want to operate with thoughtfulness.
Really?
They didn't put one thought into this.
Who I mean, that was positive. How are they going to make any money from this? Like, and who needs this?
I would probably ads, I would imagine, and then collecting people's information and doing whatever they're going to do with
it. I can see that. Jaquetta's a class A bitch. Are you a bitch too? Why this, like, item?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Facebook does that. So all the bitch items, right. I feel like if you want to know something about someone nowadays, if they have an online presence, you can just kind of like check that out, right? And see like what kind of things they say or what kind of things they're interested in.
And this is to ruin people.
I can't think of anything else it would be good for besides ruining people.
Right.
They're saying you have to be over 21, but how are you going to monitor it? I've been drinking since I was 14.
Right.
In bars.
And why are you going to, not a lot of people are going to say nice things about you if they're friends with you, but like if you want somebody to give you a reference review, you know, you can ask them for it. You don't need people just writing reviews for you, like, yeah, amazing person.
Doesn't LinkedIn already take care of the professional aspect of it? So it's professional, romantic. I mean, that's dicey.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Just friends?
So it's personal, professional, and romantic.
Weird.
Yeah.
Have you seen, is it out there? Have you seen
I haven't seen it. And I really hope it never goes anywhere because I just feel like what's going to happen? Like these kids today.
The young people.
The young people today. People are going to be incredibly mean.
Generation Z.
Incredibly mean to each other.
I would be.
And
if I were 21 right now,
and that
like think existing, back to 21-year-old you. If I was already kind of a bitch. I was already going around telling everyone I could who I thought was a bitch.
Yeah.
Now I would have unlimited like access to the public.
I
could talk about.
I used to park on the grass. I didn't care. And it would tear up the grass. People like you're just ruining the lawn. Do you mind just putting like over to? No,
I don't care. And no one else is going to know.
Yeah.
And now
they knew, and I was like, I don't care.
Did they tell everyone?
No, they just told me, and they asked me to stop it. And I don't care who knew, because I like parking there on the grass.
I don't
you
like
just,
those
but
people.
That's my point. You don't care. You just don't care about anybody else. So, it's going to open people up to a tsunami of criticism. It's creepy. It's toxic.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the internet for you. It's creepy and toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the other thing, too, is, like, I don't really care what other people think.
Yeah.
Do you?
You know what? If I read a lot of nasty things about me, I'd probably be like, what's going on?
Yeah, who are these people?
Who are you?
You don't know me.
You don't know my life. You
don't
know my life. So everything you do can be judged, publicized, and recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And the owners say, that's feedback for you. You can use that to your advantage.
Oh, my God.
It's like, no.
Feedback for what? See, this is the thing. Like, there's not a problem that this is solving. There aren't a bunch of people out there who are like, I wonder what people think of me. I can't tell.
Right. And if most people, I mean, people are self-conscious and, you know, insecure.
Yeah.
And so if you are picking on somebody who maybe didn't really do anything too terrible.
But it just rubbed you the wrong way.
And you're destroying them. You know,
that's what Facebook is for. Yeah. I feel like Facebook already has this covered.
Right. And then there's also this other site, Lulu.
Oh, no.
Now they're comparing it to Lulu. They're like, Lulu's up. Lulu is the site where women post profiles of men they dated.
Okay.
And they say, this is what he's like, ladies.
Wow.
So you can go to Lulu and check in to see these, you know, look for the guy that you're dating to see what other women thought of him.
And is people primarily for women?
It's for women, yeah. It's for women. They post all the guys that they
dated. No, Lulu is for women.
Yeah, Lulu is for women.
But I'm saying, like, are guys supposed to be, this doesn't seem like a thing that any guy would give a shit about.
No. No, but they're saying, well, Lulu exists and people seem to be okay with it and the guys are up there, then why can't we do people?
I mean, except I've never heard of Lulu, so
like
it's okay that it exists for me. I don't know.
Oh, I knew one guy that was posted on there and he found out and he was like,
Was it positive?
It was mixed. But
was it accurate?
He was really kind of, you know, taken aback that people are posting personal information about him.
I think it says more about the poster, actually, than the person they're posting about. Because it would be weird for me to know that, like, you know, I look and see that someone has written something about a guy. Great. Who the hell are you? And what are you doing with your free time?
Yeah.
That you have time to go here and rate, you know, Phil or whoever he is. That's interesting. I wonder how it's going to go. I mean, I have to say this kind of stuff makes me feel old because it doesn't make any sense to me. But maybe it's because I'm just not in this mode of doing everything online. Like, I still like to, you know, talk to people in person and get to know them.
Yeah.
And I my social network is like a, you know, it's physical.
Yes.
It's not like virtual.
Right. We use the, internets.
Yeah.
to contact people, but we don't have our real relationships with them
yeah.
this way.
That's interesting. People. Well, good luck. Yeah. Good luck to people. So I have a little bit of beer news.
Beer news. All right. Beer news is the... We report on beer.
Yeah, we should report on beer. I thought this was really interesting. This is from Advertising Age. Bud Light has created a refrigerator that alerts you when your beer supply is low.
Don't we all need this?
It says... It's called Bud E-Fridge.
But it's...
It's only available in California for some bizarre reason so far. So basically... they've launched Bud E Fridge, and it goes along with a mobile app. So it's a refrigerator that you could, it looks like from the commercial I saw, you put the bottles into it.
Okay. So it's its own unit.
It's its own unit, okay. Like a wine fridge, but a beer fridge.
Okay.
So you only put beer into it, first of all. And then when someone removes a beer, you can have it alert you on your phone.
Who's drinking my beer?
Well, it doesn't tell you who, but it tells you that you have, say you had 48 beers, now you only have 47 beers.
So 99 bottles.
Yes, of a beer on the wall. Exactly. Yeah. So the app tells you, and you can also program the app so that when the big game is coming up, it will let you know that you need to refill or if you have enough beer to make it through the big game.
Well, wouldn't you learn this information if you just opened the refrigerator?
You could.
You could.
I mean, that's the weird thing about it. I have no idea, but apparently guys are loving it. Also, the app gives you a countdown timer. And it shows you how long until the beer is at its optimal serving temperature, which is below 32 degrees without freezing it. So, if, you know, when you get a six-pack of beer,
yeah.
You put it in the fridge. And or if I want to drink it right away, I stick it in the freezer. And then I just try to, like, make sure it doesn't explode.
Right.
So this is going to let you know exactly when the beer is cold. And it'll also tell you, like, for example, you only have 10 beers left. And then it'll tell you that you need to get more beer. And then apparently it can you can hook it up with another app that will have the beer delivered to you.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, if you're questioning if you have enough beer, then it's time to get more beer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Why are you running out of beer? Do you know what I mean? Like, really? I don't know. It says the manufacturer's suggested retail price is $5.99 mm-hmm. For this beer refrigerator.
$5.99.
But they're giving it to people for $2.99. And it could hold 78 beers.
Giving it to them for $2.99. It's a steal.
It's a steal. It sold out, the way. Like, they couldn't make enough of them. It says, someone asked them, does the fridge work with any beer? They said, yes, but it works best with Bud Light. So this fridge is specifically for shitty beer. Is what it sounds like to me. So you can hook up the app for the NFL or NHL to let you know. So I watched the video of it. Mm-hmm. So they're selling them in California and in Canada. So I watched the ad for...
California and Canada.
In Canada. I watched the ad for the guy in California, and it looks like a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
Like, that you wouldn't want to hang out with. The one for Canada, I'm like, those guys seem all right. You know, I kind of want a Bud Light now.
Really?
The ad was much cooler, much more interesting, much more fun. And it actually made me interested in this idea of, you know, the beer fridge. I think they should also
put out... So they had a spark of intelligence in their eyes?
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ad was more intelligent, too. I would love to see a wine fridge that does the same.
I would like that.
That lets me know when I have less than a case of wine.
You know, I got my first box of wine.
How was it?
First of all, a couple of things.
You're like point one.
All right, it says 4 bottles. In the box.
What kind of bottles?
Yeah, I don't even know. And you can't see it being drained. So you don't even know where you are in your wine drinking.
Oh, that's right. Because there's a skin inside. And even if you look inside, it's like a Mylar bag, right?
So you have no idea. And even when you pick it up, I'm like, I don't know how heavy this is. Because when you hold a bottle of wine, you know the heft of it because of the glass.
Yes, and we're experienced with that.
Yes.
You don't try to get a bottle of wine that's like 90% full past us.
Right.
Because we'll know.
So the box of wine can weigh as much, which contains 4 bottles.
Supposedly. Yeah. So they say.
The heft of it is the same as a bottle. So now I'm picking it up. I'm like, I don't even know what's in this. I can't tell.
Can they put a window on the side or something?
I wish they did. Because I sat there... So nervous.
Yeah, you have no idea.
I have no idea what's going to happen next. I'm drinking
glasses. Had a bottle. And was it with a spigot on the bottom?
The spigot was on the bottom, but glass after glass could have been my last glass.
Yes. So that now I'm seeing, like, if I transfer this over, put myself in the beer drinker's shoes, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
You need to know how much liquid you have left.
Oh,
I never thought about that before.
Oh, yeah, but... Yeah.
I've had cartons of wine, but I haven't had the skin in a while. Yeah, it is a problem.
It is a problem. I mean, it's nice in the fridge. It doesn't take up much room.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
You can get more wine into a smaller space, and it stays fresher.
I can only see having it again if I had people over and I'd had one box per person. Yes. And that's how I would have to buy
yeah,
it.
You could tell. You could
put, so then I could
when
put
I come
initials,
over,
I put your initials
I was
going
to say, when I come over to your apartment, I need my own stash. But like, no, have my own things.
Yeah.
Don't drink out of that. It clearly says J on it.
Yeah.
It says J Star. I don't know why you're even over there. Was the wine good?
It was a little watery.
Okay.
Which, honestly, it really, it was a very, it was a watery.
Was it effective?
It was effective.
Okay,
it
worked.
Was effective. But, yeah, that was it. But I was like, I don't even know.
How much is left? Or if there's actually four bottles of wine
right.
in there.
Right.
Maybe we need to come up with copyright. We're going to just put a little window on the side of the box of wine
yeah.
with measurement to let people know how
right.
much wine is left. But could we hook it up with our phones so that when you're at work, it can alert you? It has to alert you before you get home. It has to alert
to be,
you in transit.
There should be like a scale mechanism on the bottom. And that's the only way I could see it really
oh,
being
yeah,
accurate.
Oh, because when it gets too light.
Yeah.
But it should let you know that you need more wine as you're passing by a liquor store.
Right.
Like, there's no point if I'm already home, I've gone by the liquor store, or if I'm like, you know, if I'm in transit somewhere and I can't get to a liquor store. It has to be linked up to like your local liquor store to let you know you're almost out of box wine.
Okay.
When the Franzi is low.
And save yourself an email, listeners. I know this question is, this is on your mind. Did I open the box to squeeze out the last of the wine from the Mylar bag?
Did you?
Yes.
I was
of course
say,
I
would.
Did.
I wouldn't believe it was empty. I'd have to rip the box open.
This is ridiculous.
And
you feel like an animal.
Roll it down like a tube of toothpaste. To get the last, and have a little piece of bread there just to catch that.
Yeah.
But it comes out, you can't get into a cup. A
yeah.
piece of bread.
Snack on that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
The classy.
See, that's what, our wine company that we have, we should have.
It comes with a piece of bread,
a piece
a
of bread at the end.
And an app.
Yeah.
A piece of bread. All right, what do you have?
Oh, gosh.
Can you folks tell where we're going after the show?
Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was looking for something to do in New York City. My friend and I, we decided on Oktoberfest, going to a beer garden.
Oh, that's awesome. The month of Rocktober. Or as one of my gay friends told me, the month of Cocktober.
Yes.
Which I thought was awesome.
I heard that for the first time, too. How did we go our whole life without knowing
I
that it was Cocktober?
I have no idea. I have no idea. You know who I heard it from, actually? It was Chrissy Mayer, who we've had on the show before.
That's,
is that what you heard it too?
Chrissy Mayer, yeah.
And then Sean, and I can't remember his last name, are doing a show. Together
yeah.
down at the duplex. And for the month of Cocktober.
For Cocktober, you can see Chrissy Mayer.
Yeah, I thought it was genius.
Ugh, that's so fun.
Cocktober.
Anyway, there was a big concert in Central Park called Global Citizen Fest.
Oh, you went to that?
No.
Okay. I walked away from it.
Stayed away from it. I mean, it was a great idea, great cause. It looked like it would be a lot
What's
of
the
fun.
Cause, like Earth?
To eliminate... poverty.
Okay, nice.
Which is nice. And Beyonce
was there.
Was
it a free
there.
Concert?
It was who knows.
I don't know.
Who knows? But, no, you had to have some kind of ticket. Stephen Colbert was the host of the night. Beyonce was there. A whole, you know, bunch of people were up there. Whatever. But at first I thought, wow, I'd like to go to that. And then I read, on their website, getting ready to go to Global Citizens Festival.
And this is in Central Park, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What you're allowed. You are allowed your cell phone and digital camera,
okay.
disposable camera, earplugs, fanny packs.
No, I wouldn't go. I'm glad you didn't go.
Hats, lighters, small beach towel, strollers, sunblock, sunglasses, and a walkie-talkie.
Okay.
And then, oh yeah, and great energy, happy attitude.
Oh,
that's
God.
What you're allowed. But the prohibited items, alcohol.
What?
Yes.
In the park?
Audio recording device, backpacks. Camelbacks.
What's a camelback?
It's like a something you could probably put, like a skin that you could put wine
oh,
in.
Oh, you could sip out of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chains.
Leave those at home.
Chains and chain wallets.
Okay. Really? And then, like, that's like a 90s thing. Were there 40-year-olds there with, like, soul patches? You know, and skull caps? And, like, shirts over shirts over shirts. Okay, so no chains or chain wallets.
No chairs, no coolers, no flags, no frisbees.
No flags.
No.
I'm
going
to bring the flag of El Salvador to the next event. Start waving that and dare them to take it down.
Illegal drugs.
Obviously. You know.
No ins or outs. I don't even know what that is. I should have looked that up.
No ins or outs. Okay.
All right. Laser pens.
Really?
No animals. No selfie sticks. That's all right.
Okay, yeah. What is this? I mean, why no selfie sticks though? Is that a problem? Have people been attacking people with them, or is it just obnoxious?
Probably obnoxious. Okay. Or yeah, you could use it as a weapon.
I guess so. Yeah. Are people no longer using their fist? Is that what the okay?
No sports balls.
Okay.
Chiquetta, keep your sports balls. Okay. What's in your bag?
It's a dodgeball. I'm sorry.
No tents, no tripods, umbrellas. What are squirt guns?
Okay, yeah. Probably not a good idea.
Yeah, and it's like, all right, so you're allowed your lighter, but you can't smoke.
Okay.
And you can't
what
do
are you
going
to light? A candle?
I don't know what...
But maybe it's just like people who may have a lighter on them don't have to like give it up.
Right.
Because, you know, actually, I don't smoke. But I do carry a lighter sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel it's a country thing. Like I always try to carry lighter or matches with me. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. To have it in an overnight bag is fine.
You never know. Like sometimes I just feel like I might need it for some reason.
Yeah.
And like we get trapped in the subway and I have to lead everyone to freedom.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Right. It's true. It's true. The idea that fanny packs were allowed.
Idea that fanny packs are still made and used.
I wish fanny packs, of course, nobody's. Nobody except Lauren Mall uses them.
Yes.
It's okay. She knows she uses them.
And my mom. My mom has one. I'm outing her.
If
you figure out how to download a podcast, Mom, I'm calling you out on your fanny pack from 1987. It's still around. It's green.
If they could find a way to make fanny packs cool.
Awesome.
You know what? Just the hands-free thing would be so nice.
The hands-free thing, it is nice. It's just so, I don't know. There's just something so awful about it. It's like... I feel like if I have a fanny pack on, I've got to wear a sweatshirt that's, like, too long, and the fanny pack goes over that.
Yeah.
And then I'm wearing some kind of pants that maybe when I walk, they swish, they make a noise, they're parachute pants. The whole thing is wrong. Like, I'm just against fanny packs. There's no way. And I've seen, they do have ones for, like, people who are, like, hiking and things like that, but those are more than fanny packs.
Those are, they're sporty looking, too, and they're survival packs.
Yeah, you could put things in them. A fanny pack is like, I'm just going to run to the store. Like, and I don't want to... have a real bag?
Right.
I don't know, but
or
I like
I'm a guy with too many things.
Yes.
That I need.
Just, you know what? Just rock a purse, gentlemen. Go do European style and get yourself a man purse.
Get a man purse, which also can be called a mail bag.
Yes, or a merce.
M-A-I-L bag, not just M-A-L-E.
A mail bag?
Yeah.
Okay. I like merce.
A messenger bag.
A messenger bag, something. So who besides Beyonce and Stephen Colbert, which sounds like an amazing duo.
Yeah.
Who else was there?
Let's see. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, that's right.
There was just a bunch of people.
I don't go to any concerts. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like a large concert.
Coldplay, really? So Sting got out, Pearl Jam.
Was it wheelchair accessible for geriatrics? What the hell? Who the hell wants to see Sting's old crinkly ass up there? Do people even know who he is?
He's flexible.
Yes, that we know.
They got the four R's.
To all that was 40th Street. Hashtag #BunkLifeNYC.
Barnyard News.
Oh, Barnyard News is a segment wherein we talk about animals from the barn.
Yeah, and bees.
And bees
as well.
Yeah.
Special Agent Jackson.
Special Agent Jackson from Operation Cubicle.
We're still on him for this.
A great podcast.
Yeah, misinformed about bees.
He has criticized our segment by saying that Barnyard News has to be about animals who are...
in a barn.
No, who are you're able to show them.
Oh, that's right, who you're able to
they
show.
They have to be able to compete.
Well, I'm adding to...
And he didn't like our segment on bees.
The Barnyard News, I'm doing bees again, and I'm adding moths.
Bees and moths.
And
bees
and moths.
Take that, Agent Jackson.
That's right. We'd report. You could show a moth. I'm showing one right now. So we'd reported on how they were, you know, mischaracterizing bees as thieves. So apparently now there's a new thing out there. Scientists are using the term nectar larceny.
Nectar larceny.
Which is when a bee or a moth removes nectar from a flower without providing critical pollination services.
Well,
so just fucking run.
Wow.
I guess just a hit and go. So basically, there are a couple of moth species that have migrated to North Dakota, and they have tongues twice as long as the orchids that are there. So they're able to approach an orchid, not get too close, and before the orchid knows it, boom, thank you.
Yeah, but I'm gone. Their tongue is twice as long as the orchid.
Yes, so they don't need to get to it. And how they pollinate is that, you know, their tongues are short, so they have to go into the orchid. The little feet move around, the bodies move around, and they pollinate.
Right.
This way, they don't have to, it says here that they insinuate that the bees, there's eight kind of bumblebees that do this, and two kinds of moths that don't want to be bothered having pollen all over them.
If if one of those bees were human size and that tongue was to scale.
Oh my goodness.
How long do you think the tongue would be?
Well, I saw a picture of it. I would say the tongue would be, so I'm 5 feet tall. If I were a moth, it looked like my tongue would be about 10 feet long. Imagine the damage I could do.
So, you'd be popular.
Yes, I'd be really popular.
In certain
popular.
Circles.
It says researchers captured 8 bumblebees that were doing it. 8 different bumblebee species,
hey.
Not 8 bees.
Okay. The 8 of you. Get
yes,
over here.
Get over here. And then, so their mouth parts enable them to cut through the side of a flower and
wow.
steal the nectar without pollinating it.
See, they're getting like a little bit...
it's not purposeful.
Like gangsters.
Yeah. It says typically so these are rare orchids. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a problem.
Oh.
So usually they say the problem with orchids is they're losing the habitat. But mm-hmm. in this case, it's just a lot of bees and moths coming in and getting what they want from the orchid mm-hmm. without doing the pollination. So the plants are actually dying out because they're not being pollinated. I'm saying, why don't you just go around and pollinate them yourselves?
Right.
Like if they're that rare, there aren't
exactly.
that many of them and you know where they are.
Go get them.
Go do it.
And release your own little
yeah.
critters.
Take like a pipe cleaner or something and just tickle it a little bit. You know,
yeah.
give it what it needs. If the bees and the moths aren't doing it.
We all have learned to do that on our own.
Exactly.
Who are these rare orchids? What kind of Helen of Troy's are they?
Exactly.
That they need a special treatment.
They need to figure out how to do it themselves,
yeah.
or they need to figure out a way to induce the bees and the moths to
right.
come closer.
Yeah.
So that's my barnyard news. It's interesting. It's just the idea that, like, you know, there are flowers out there that aren't being serviced, but are providing benefit. So my barnyard news.
That's very nice.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What do you have?
I have advice on advice.
Oh, cool. Advice on advice is a segment that we do where we find advice on the internet that is unqualified.
And it stinks.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on advice, hence hashtag advice
on advice. Yes. Okay. Dear E. Jean.
Okay. Oh, a classic.
Okay. 10 years ago, I was in the middle of a horrible relationship. He was a criminal.
Okay.
And
a thief of hearts or an actual criminal?
An actual criminal.
Okay. A felon, a misdemeanant.
And I was suffering debilitating depression.
Mm-hmm.
In his own sad,
loving... Did I write this? I'm just kidding.
No. In his own sad, loving way, his solution was for us to reinvent ourselves and start all over in another state, 1,200 miles away.
That sounds sketchy. He's like, here's your new identity. Here are your papers.
Just like Madonna reinvents herself every so often. Let's reinvent ourselves. All right. We made up a story that I was a college grad. I didn't have anything close to a degree, but I wanted to find a great job and smart friends.
Wow. Okay.
The problem is the lie has continued after a traumatic breakup.
Is she writing this from jail?
I now live in yet a new state with a new love, new friends, and a new family.
And a new name.
My boyfriend's. I don't have any family of my own.
Okay.
Sketch.
Hmm.
All these wonderful, loving souls are trying to help me break into a new career, networking, and putting their reputations on the line. By recommending me and my fake degree to employers.
Oh, no. So she's lying to everybody.
Lying to everyone.
I didn't even
like,
think about that.
Yeah. I'm terrified of being found out. Why? I went back
to the criminal offense? I mean, impersonating
right.
someone. Right?
Yeah, or claiming to have a skill that you don't
yeah.
have. Yeah. Why? I went back to school and now I have a real degree, but talking about the
Now you have 2 degrees. This one was amazing. Who does 2 BAs?
Wow.
Who does that?
Did you get them concurrently? I now have a real degree, but talking about the first fake degree has become such a habit that it's been automatically blurting out that I have 2 degrees.
Oh no! I wonder what did she say with the first degree? I hope it's something really general, comparative literature.
My ex is always threatening to expose me. Help! So now the ex has the dirt.
Wow! Of course, because this is kind of like the con artist, right? You
yeah.
can't con an honest person,
right?
So he's blackmailing her with the fake identity that he insisted she make up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm like at a loss on this one.
All right.
Okay, what is
Eugene's got something to say?
Digs, right, and
Ready?
She's like 2 skins of wine deep.
All right. Yes, and curled up on her couch.
Yeah,
she's got cats.
Yes, 4.
4 of them. And E. Jean says, please, times are rough. Everyone's too busy bullshitting on their own resume to worry about you.
She's like, bitch, please.
However, because you lied to friends and future employers, you must set the record straight. Tell friends, you may never speak to me again after you hear my sad story.
What's sad about it?
And then, really, I know,
no, what's
there's
the sad
nothing
part?
Sad. She did it all herself.
She did it all,
right.
Like, she wasn't forced to do
Nobody,
it. She
yeah.
wasn't, if someone came to me who had been a friend for a long time and was like, look, I was in trouble when I was in my 20s. I took off. Mm-hmm. I changed my identity because I was ashamed of whatever kind of lifestyle mm-hmm. I was leading or whatever. And it's like, okay. But it's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Right? Not her.
Right. And then relate your history. Go easy on the criminal boyfriend elements.
Tone down
the criminality of the...
Just shoplifting.
Take full blame.
He didn't kill those people. You know?
Right. Take full blame. Explain how you now hold a real degree and ask for their forgiveness.
To everyone you know?
To whoever she's... Yeah, to all these people.
She's moved to a new place. So, like, it's like town
Fess
meeting.
Up.
Summit.
Mm-hmm. Write to employers with whom you've interviewed. I'd like to express again how much I admire your company's spectacular achievements.
Then let me come clean.
I believe my accomplishments, at least 3 or 4, make me a prime candidate to fill this position in your distinguished division.
However, I lie like a rug.
I feel lucky to have met you and wish to make a correction on my application.
I accidentally said that my name was Felicia Johnson.
Yeah.
And that I had 2 degrees.
Yeah. I only hold 1 degree, a bachelor's from Michigan State, not 2 degrees as you may have been led to believe. I have attached my transcript.
As you have been led to believe by me.
Yeah.
You may have heard from me.
And all the bold-faced lies I told right to your face.
That's so bizarre.
I can't wait for you to hire me.
I don't think I'd be really good at this game of pretending to be someone else because I think I would blurt out the old stuff. But she's been doing it so well.
She's been doing it so well. I've been in plays where they call me by my character's name and I'm still looking around because I'm waiting for them to say Katie.
Are you serious? Hedda Gabler, who's that?
What?
So, what do you think about this advice? Look. You can tell people in your life that you've lied to them and all, because I think move. Do it again. Just move.
Just
keep
get
it
out.
Rolling.
Just be like.
Go to another town and change your identity back to your old self.
With your one degree
and your criminal boyfriend and start all over again. Like, you've already done this. You've already ruined it.
Yeah.
Just move on. I don't think you can get out of this one. And don't contact your employers. Just
don't
take the jobs.
And don't even do that. Just say no thank you.
Yeah.
Just start off. Don't try to salvage that.
No. If they offer you the work, don't accept the work. Because they will. If they find out later, you'll be in real trouble.
Right.
You know, depending on the kind of work it is.
Jaquetta, before we started this podcast together.
Are you Eileen Wuornos? Is that what you're going
to
tell me?
I wanted to let you know.
You're a monster.
My real name is Penelope Vanderbilt.
Oh, get out of here, please. I can't accept that.
And I don't have any degrees, as I've led you to believe.
You're not a PhD in
horticulture.
In econometrics?
Yes.
As I had been led to believe.
By
you? So bizarre.
Penelope.
It's amazing to me that people are able to get away with stuff like this. I can't get away with anything.
I can't either. I cannot.
I can't leave something out without getting in major trouble. Like, really? To move to another place and change your identity?
And about it, like, if you had another degree, supposedly, you have to be...
You have to back that up, right?
Yeah, you have to talk about that every so often.
You have to talk about Michigan.
Yeah.
Or wherever you went to school. Like, you have to know things about... And what if you run into somebody who was also at that... I guess you have to pick a big school.
Yeah.
You can't pick a tiny, tiny, you know, college.
And about your field of study. You have to know a little bit about it.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. She must have picked something that was, like, super general.
Yeah.
That's interesting. E. Jean. Very interesting.
Just tell her. Yeah.
You're listening to Hey, You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and...
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be. So I have some robot news. Katie and I are freaked out by the coming robo-apocalypse. It should be upon us by now.
It should be.
Is it 2015?
And we said it's going to start in Korea.
I don't know what happened. But this is an article from Technology Review. It says robot see, robot do. Apparently, they have created a robot that can watch what you're doing and then do it. So it can...
No.
In the past... Or what they do now as well in most places is they have to reprogram the robot. So if you want a robot to, like, manufacture furniture at IKEA, it takes 90 days or, you know, a month and a half to program it. If you want to do something else, you have to take that same amount of time to reprogram it. So they're trying to come up with a robot, and apparently they've done it at University of Maryland, where the robot can watch a human or a YouTube video. And then it can learn from that how to do, and I put this, your job.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wow.
So you are no longer going to be teaching your replacement.
Wow.
Your replacement is just going to come in
and mimic.
See what it is that you do.
Well,
and then do it.
You know exactly what these robots are going to be used for.
They're going to be minesweeper.
No, they're called, like, no.
I mean, like, if they watch me at my job.
Will be buying these robots like crazy and showing them their favorite porn.
And then having them do it?
And on them, yeah.
Well,
you
I mean.
You just be that one.
I think I would. So, they're trying
Was
to
Was that
get,
too much for you?
No.
Are you okay?
I went too far. I came out the other side of robots. What they did, so the first thing that they showed how to do was make a cocktail.
Well, that's a good start.
That's a good start.
That's like my kind of robot.
Get them drunk first.
Yeah.
Then move on to the Katie's idea
of the porn
bot.
Wouldn't that be like every guy's dream to get a robot?
To do, well, I mean,
exactly. Like, this is what.
First of all, we got to improve robots so that they can do these things. I was reading another article about how they actually have mastered, or they're starting to master the soft touch.
Mm-hmm.
That we're afraid of the robot that can touch things really softly.
In
and
a
gentle also
manner.
Can touch something and tell what it is. And be like, nope, it's an orange versus that it's a boob. Like,
oh.
They can figure that out now.
Okay.
So they it learned how to do, to make cocktails by watching someone pour liquid from one bottle into a jug and copying the actions.
Well, copying the action, but if you put, like, say, a can of, you know, weed killer.
Yes. That it might not be able to figure out, because I don't think they can read yet. So basically, this is getting rid of two jobs. It's getting rid of the person who does the job,
mm-hmm.
but it's also getting rid of the person who trains the robot as well.
But you'll have to have somebody there for to figure these things out, all these little nuances that the robot can't.
Well,
so they have to have a supervisor.
Well, that's what they're trying to get rid of. So, like, the goal with these robots is to train them up to the point where if you go into a factory,
mm-hmm.
the supervisor's a robot of a higher order. Then there's a worker robot, and then there's a woman, I guess, who, like, mops the floor robot. Like, that kind of stuff. So it says the project reflects two trends in robotics. One is finding a new approach to learning, and another is robots working in close proximity with people. So they want robots to be able to work really near you, see
mm-hmm.
what it is that you do,
mm-hmm.
and then be able to do that or assist you with whatever that task is. And they're also trying to teach them to understand what you say.
Well, here's another thing. That there are so many, like, different movements that you have that you don't even know that you do.
Like,
there's
I always scratch my head. Is a robot going to do that?
Yeah. So the thing is, it's going to toss. My robot will toss her hair.
Mine will scratch.
Your head.
The head on the top right portion of the skull.
Right. You know, and it's going to pick up all of these different mannerisms and idiosyncratic mannerisms.
I'm just imagining the robot being like, look, I got to take a break every 45 minutes because that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
I got to go outside and stand around by the building, crowding the front of the building like she does.
Check Facebook.
Yeah, I can't get in here before 9:30.
Yeah.
I got to sneak out
that's
early on a Friday. That's what she does. And but you also you can have things like, you know, I gotta watch women whenever they go by my desk.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's doing.
I spill soup on my chest, too.
Because that's what she does.
And you can find out so much about yourself that you never wanted to know.
But I also was thinking about, because they're trying to teach their robots how to understand what we say. Now we're going to have to whisper and cover our mouths.
Yeah.
When we talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to, you're not going to be able to get away with doing anything.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with robots is also the assholes who are controlling them. Like, who has any idea, like, what's actually going to be? Like, so if the robot can watch you and understand what you're saying and record what you're doing
mm-hmm.
and do what you're doing, like, what's the point of me? Why am I here?
Yeah. Right.
Can I just go home now?
God.
Can I send the robot to work?
Where are we going to go, Jaquetta?
I don't know.
Where's humanity going to go?
They can't do podcasts, so I think we'll be okay. They can't do my job.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
I have here, there is a new.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
This is a thing called Cuddler with an R. And it is the Tinder for cuddling.
So without an E?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cuddler.
Okay.
Cuddler. The Tinder for cuddling. Mm. Now, in a past episode, you and I reported on cuddle parties.
Yeah.
Cuddle parties are these events wherein strangers show up at somebody's apartment. And
they just get their cuddle on, I guess.
They get their cuddle on. It's supposed to be supposedly non-sexual.
Yeah. For most people. So there's an app for this?
So yeah, this is an app where you put your profile up there and just like and use it just like Tinder. You swipe for people.
Or Grindr, if you will.
Right. And it is the Tinder for cuddling.
Who is it for?
This is the question that we ask. Who likes the cuddle parties? Who wants to cuddle with a stranger?
Well, I get that. Okay, so I get that there are people who might, you know, spontaneously within their group of friends decide that they like to cuddle because, you know, there are affinities, you know, amongst friends. But this is just like you want to cuddle with a random stranger.
Yes.
And just one of them? Or are you, is it a group of people?
Okay. It promises to connect consenting adults for safe, fun, non-sexual snuggling.
Mm-hmm. As do the cuddle parties.
Yes, but this relies on geolocation technology such as Grindr and Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
And
by geolocation, they mean tracking you wherever you are.
Yeah, that given the opportunity, people will use their phones to make connections with each other. In this case, very unsexy platonic connections that just happen to involve lots of physical touch.
Weird.
Ah.
Are they going to hook it up with people so I can rate your cuddle?
Oh my God.
I could be like, I give 2 stars for caressing. The caressing was just not up to par. I'm sorry.
And 3 for body contact.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Cuddler. Is this actually happening?
That this is consider the number of requests sent in the witching hours after 11 p.m.
That need a quick cuddle?
Uh huh.
There's a lot of single, lonely people.
And then there's a lot of guys can't find any ladies to cuddle with.
No shit. Really? Because it's creepy. Yeah. I would rather, you know, if I were a single woman out there, I would rather have the Grindr or the Tinder kind of thing where it's some guy who's like, seriously, I'm just trying to get my rocks off.
Right.
As opposed to some guy who's like, nah, I just want to hold you.
Right.
Why would you want that?
And then it said that, so somebody tried it to see what was going on. And they said, almost like every cuddler I messaged for the story was in bed, asked for my picture, or both. They're already in bed, like, wants to come over and cuddle.
They're in pre-cuddle. They just need someone else to help them out.
Yeah, and then this person said, when I finally found a suitable cuddle this morning, a young guy, normal picture, just a couple of neighborhoods away, we exchanged a series of texts negotiating what I thought would be a friendly hug. But when he asked to see my picture, I sent him my picture with my boyfriend, and he was disappointed.
It's a 3 cuddle.
Yeah. He said, I'm into the idea of spontaneous, no strings attached sex, he texted back.
The Tinder.
Yeah. He's on the rocks.
This is what I don't understand. Maybe this is like a classic straight people thing, because Grindr is like pretty serious about, you know, what
it is. It's upfront about it.
Like manhunt.
You're there. Right.
But for straight people, I don't think you can have anything that upfront. You have to pretend like Tinder is a way for people to meet each other and get together when really people just want to bone down.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that we should just come up with an app called Straight Bone Down.
Yeah, DTF.
Yeah. So if people just want to get to it right away.
Well, that's what Tinder's supposed to be, but people are like,
people are pretending like it's for relationships.
Yeah.
But this cuddler thing is even worse because it's further away from just the bone down app is going to work. It's going to cut out all this other stuff. And then you will have people who actually really want to cuddle, I guess, can go on Cuddler.
Mm-hmm.
But until the bone down app is out there, Cuddler isn't safe.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Because the subtext, you know, that people are holding back. They're just like, oh, I just want to cuddle.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, I would feel really weird about inviting a dude over to my, or a chick over to my place to just cuddle. Because isn't that what you used to say, like, in college when you really wanted to get it on, but you were like, I don't know how to say this.
Yeah.
Let's just cuddle.
Yeah.
Wink. Wink, wink, wink. Wink. Very interesting.
Yeah, but the thing is, don't you feel like sometimes you just, I don't like getting close to a lot of people.
No, but that's because we live in a metropolitan area where we're involuntarily close to people all the time.
Yeah, but even when you, sometimes you even have to shake someone's hand and you're
I
can't.
I don't feel
even
like doing it. Especially this time of year in cold season, I'm like, please, can't we just sneeze on each other and get it over with?
Or when people come in and they give you the double European kiss.
Oh, no, it doesn't, it's not always a good thing. I mean, maybe there are people out there who are really desperate for a cuddle. What is it? Does it give us any other quotes? I mean, just one person tried it and that was the...
Yeah, they said it. In fact, given the way people already appear to be using the app, the small print almost seems dangerous with its vague imitation that a cuddle can be many things. And its refusal to ban users even after someone else flags their cuddle as inappropriate.
Wow.
Multiple users must make such reports.
Maybe we should have an app that's just called Fondler with an R, with no E. If you just want a quick fondle.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there are people who want that, too. Yeah. And let's not push those people into the cuddle
right,
category.
Don't make them
allow them to fondle and find someone who wants to be fondled and not have to mess with cuddling. So strange. Or the Bone Down app, which I think is a great idea.
No, they said, frankly, I would
it's
like
romantic.
Bone Down.
Yes. Bone Down is romantic. I'm a very romantic person.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
So they say, frankly, I would even like an app that connected people who like hugs, literal hugs and nothing else, because I do think that's kind of a charming idea.
Just going around hugging people? Mm-hmm. Wait, okay. So a hug in my mind doesn't last very long.
Oh.
Even when I give my husband a hug, it's like 5-10 seconds.
Yeah, it's like, get out of here.
Max, yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, yeah, hey, how are you? Hug. Or
right.
You,
it's a greeting. It's a greeting. It's...
Or, you know, something you feel bad and you give someone a hug. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you give a kid a hug. It's mm-hmm. like you don't hold on to the person
right.
forever.
Right.
How much time are we supposed to waste getting to this person to hug them? Like, how close are they going to be? Am I going to be hugging somebody on my block? Because that's about as far as I'm willing to go for a quick hug.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of effort. Think of the effort finding someone yeah. appropriate for yourself. Seeing if they're
in
the mood. Where are you going to meet?
You have coffee first? I mean, are all the things that you have to do and to get up to a Bone Down situation, mm-hmm. You have to do all these same things to get up to a hug?
Yeah.
You have to meet, talk to each other, maybe text a little bit, and then you just, meet in front of Starbucks, quick hug, and then mm-hmm. peace out, 5 stars? I'm saying fondler.
But it also says the problem with designing an app around this type of a very fundamental and social interaction, because hugs are normal.
Yeah.
I think it's because the interaction is so extremely basic. A hug or a hi or hey, it also strikes us as something we shouldn't require technology for.
Yeah. How about wink.com? Where if you want to give someone the eye, you can do that. And you could just say, look, I need to see your eyes first.
Yeah, let's see.
Before we meet up and wink at each other, I need to see what I'm coming into. Wink.com. Yeah. That's wink with a Y, people.
You know, what would be nice, actually, is...
Footrub.com?
That would be all right.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking handshake.com, where people have to go and practice their handshakes with other people.
Hand camp.
And then Everybody rates them on their handshake, because I'm so tired.
Of the limp handshakes,
the sweating handshakes, the people who can't let go or let go too soon, like, you know, they got shocked or something.
The premature pull-out handshake.
Yeah, yeah. Or...
You're like, I'm still here, dude.
Or, like, the sawing wood handshake.
Yeah. I like it, and I've never been in this situation before, but I've always wanted to be with a handshake where we're both like, I'm going to let go first. This shit is firm. I'm not letting go. It's kind of like a tug of war.
Or the two-hand handshake where everyone
yes.
uses two hands and then you're like, up and down.
I always find that weird because I'm like, now they've got my hand and I'm just standing here like an asshole. Not knowing what to do. Maybe I'll just start waving with the other hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doing something.
Or even people go for the handshake and then they don't reciprocate and you're left hanging.
Left hanging. I like that.
I think there should be a handshake clinic.
Yeah. As I say, hand camp. Hand camp. .com. You could do it. This is, I feel like maybe this is all of the low-hanging fruit has been plucked
yes.
from these crappy, like, you know, social apps, and this is what we have left. Wink.com, Handcamp,
yeah, we're kind
Fondler.
Of, we're just circling around the cul-de-sac
yes.
of apps of trying to meet people, and
then,
you can't do it.
And then what's next? That's it. I can't think of anything like just acknowledgement. There's just an app where you just get acknowledged by
yeah.
people. It's a head nod. Nod.com. Yeah. Just like, hey, what's up? That's it. That's all you get. It's a little nod.
Right.
And then you go on your way.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
I was speaking of like old has-been musicians. I downloaded the new iTunes, and guess what came up on my iTunes?
What?
And you too.
Oh, God.
I was shuffling through, and I'm like, what is this mess? It's on there.
Yeah. U2 has installed basically malware into iTunes.
Well, I know you said it, but this was like months ago.
Yeah,
shit just showed up now.
I tried deleting it.
You can?
I can't. It's like it's hiding in your cloud.
Oh, God. It's so annoying. I was really upset when I heard it come on. All right, so I have some. I was like, what is this crap? Because it's like.
U2 has ruined their career.
Yeah, they can go away.
Yeah.
So I have. Well, I had some. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
So, you know, these bands, I mean, they really ruin themselves.
They should just
stop.
Doing
these things.
Like, if nobody wants to. If nobody wants to hear to buy your music, you should just leave it.
Yeah.
So I just want to do a little.
You should leave it.
You should just leave it. You know?